Gary, Joe mentioned that you left in January 2006. How much of a better coach are you now, do you believe, than you were then when you left this building?
Well, no doubt. I mean, you learn so much. You know, in Houston, the great thing I was part of as a head coach in Houston, I was part of a building process, you know, starting from scratch, basically, and, you know, working our way to becoming a relative football team, a playoff football team. So that process, and which I really enjoyed, you know, I think I learned a great deal from that standpoint. I learned a lot once we got there. You know, the expectations became created. You know, I probably learned more in my last year, which was my most difficult year, than I maybe did in all those years. I mean, you learn from those type of things too. And then I really can't explain the value of last year for me as a coach, being around John Harbaugh, being around that organization, being around Ozzie Newsome, watching them go about their business, how they go about being successful week in and week out. So I take all that with me as I move forward. And, I mean, I know I'm a lot better coach now than I was when I left, a lot more experience. But it still gets back to the people you surround yourself with. I think all coaches are only as good as the players they have and the coaches they got working with them. And we'll have a great group doing that, I promise you.
Gary, when you were sick and you came out of it, were there steps you've had to take? You're known as a workaholic. Have you adjusted your schedule? And in regarding your rush offense, do you see that as something you'd be able to implement here? You're famous for, you know, the running backs, the yardage they produced in your zone blocking scheme.
I wouldn't say I adjusted my schedule in any ways. I think I, you know, had some people sit me down and say, you know, you need to do these things a little bit different. You know, that's really about all it was. So I think I've learned from that. As far as the rushing offense, you know, we teach everything. You know, I get to ask that question a lot. You know, the zone system, you know, can it fit? We actually teach everything. We teach gap schemes. We teach zones. We're going to do what the team does best. You know, we're going to do what the players do best and this team does best. And I think over the last 5 or 6 years, I've been fortunate to have a leading rusher in the league, a leading thrower, a leading receiver. You know, it's about fitting your system to what the player – we're going to run the Denver Broncos offense, not Gary Kubiak's offense. We're going to fit it to our players and what they do best.
Gary, welcome back.
Hey, Les. How you doing?
Hey. At times in your career, you have been a reluctant head coach, at times even reluctant to interview for head coaching positions, as we read your statement a couple of weeks ago out of Baltimore. When John comes calling, I'm sure you want to take the phone call. You feel it necessary to take the phone call. And it's the Broncos organization. Is this the only job you would have entertained as a head coach?
This year, yeah, that's very safe to say, Les. I felt very good in what I was doing and how much I had grown the last year. Ron and I actually sat down and talked about it when I got back Saturday night, you know, because there were some things going on and some people that wanted me to visit with them right away. But I was very comfortable saying, no, I'm going to continue this path that I'm on and keep going. But this is a game changer, you know. It's as simple as that. And that's the same words I think I used to John, to Coach Harbaugh when we talked after John had called and asked permission to visit with me. And, you know, I mean, this is where I got my start. This is like I said over and over again, this is home for me. This means so much to me. And I can't wait to just go out there and fight the fight, you know, and bleed with this city and this team and this organization. Because I was standing there with them when they won the last championship, as I've said, Les, and that's what we all work for. And for me to have a chance to go back and battle each and every day with John and with Joe and try to go get that again is just, you know, chance of a lifetime. So, yes, it was a game changer for me.
Gary, when it comes to motivating players, what's your philosophy in trying to get the most out of a player?
Well, I think all players are different. I mean, I think as a coach, that's the number one challenge you have is, you know, finding a way to get the best out of each and every player. There's an old saying, you know, you treat players fairly, you don't treat them all equally. And I think as a coach, I've learned that more and more as time is. And, you know, you have so many veteran players on your team, but then yet you've got the 21-year-old young man who can go out there and help you win a championship too. So I think they're all different. Motivation always starts with the head coach. But I think one of the things I've learned, you've got to let you've got great coaches on your staff. You've got to give them a chance to to get in front of your team, to be a part of that process on a regular basis. It can't always be about you. And then obviously your football team is motivated from the leadership. You know, that starts at the top, your leaders, your captains, the people that all these guys are looking up to. So it's a group effort. It's not all about me, but it'll start with me, but we're going to have to all be involved in that process.
Gary, what kind of pressure tactics did John use on you over the weekend? Lock the door, tie you down, making sure you signed.
Actually, we did the contract in about 5 minutes, I think, so that didn't take long. But, no, you know what? It was very enjoyable for me. We got together Sunday afternoon. The games are on the TV. We're talking, just talking football, talking philosophy, talking organization. And it was just very comfortable for me. Matt was there. Tom was there. Great group of people. So it was very comfortable for me, guys. I don't know how it was for y'all, but it was a great afternoon. And before I knew it, we turned around and it was, you know, 8 or 9 o'clock at night. So, no, I have tremendous respect for John, as a person. I have so much belief in what he's doing as a football guy and what he's doing for this organization. So, you know, for me to know that right next door down the hall, that guy's in control of what's happening, is a great feeling for me, a very comfortable feeling for me.
Coach, several years ago, Peyton Manning, as a free agent, was considering several different teams, including the Texans, and that didn't work out for you then. Why is he your, never mind him thinking about things, why is he your number one choice now?
Well, I don't think that's been addressed correctly, so I'm looking forward to addressing that myself. It's not a, you know, with organizations, there's so many things with putting a football team together. It's not about yes on this guy, no. It's not that easy. And, you know, I know you go back to that situation. I know that's the first year that the Houston Texans had found success. We made the playoffs that year, won a playoff game, had a very good football team. We had a struggle keeping our team together at the end of that season. We lost, I want to say, somewhere between 10, 12 quality free agents, D'Amico, Ryans, Connor, I can sit here and name some guys. So at that time for us, we were trying to hang on to a lot of things. There were some things leaving the building and not coming in. So, you know, you have to make decisions that are best for your team and your organization and trying to stay competitive, stay in the moment. And we were able to do that. We were able to come back the next year. We had a really good football team, won 12 games. You know, we're in the thick of it there at the end again. So, you know, those are tough decisions, but the organization, you know, you have to stand up and do what you think is best. But it was not that simple. It did not happen exactly that way. Yes.
Coach, I know you and John are obviously great friends, 30 years together, but was there ever a time, especially right after the draft, when he gets traded here where, because I have to think that you thought, maybe I'm going to be the Broncos quarterback of the future, and then make the trade where y'all weren't fast friends forever?
I can't say that I ever thought that. I was just trying to make the team. I remember getting drafted here, and the weather was really bad, and we were having mini camp, and so they put us on a bus and took us to Air Force to practice. I do remember that, and I had to throw next to him for a day, and after that day, I called home and said, I have no chance, you know, so... That's what I remember. But, no, fortunately it worked out and I was able to hang around for a while. But, you know, that was a day and time when really teams stuck together. I know John and I were talking about a lot of our teammates the last 2 days and teams were held together. You know, times have changed a little bit. There's a lot more movement in pro football and those type of things. But no, it was a great 9 years for me and we had a heck of a football team. And obviously he was the biggest reason, did a tremendous job.
Gary. Was there a specific moment when you and Rhonda knew this was the right decision, or did you feel it all along this was the right move?
No, I mean, the night when John and, you know, when John, I think it was Thursday when John had talked to Coach Harbaugh and was able to talk to me and we got a chance to get together. It was either Wednesday night or Thursday morning. I can't remember. You know, I pinched myself. Ron and I sat down and said, can't believe this is happening. You know, it's a crazy business. So, no, from the get-go for me, I mean, it was obvious that if I was going to get another opportunity to be a head coach in this business, for me to have this opportunity, it would be extremely special.
Gary?
Yes?
Gary, your predecessor went 49-22. It wasn't good enough because the team didn't come up big in big games. How, as a coach, will you make sure that your players play to the moment step up big like that?
Well, first off, I have tremendous respect for John and his staff and the job that they did here. I mean, did a tremendous job. And I think that kind of goes with the question you just asked me a while ago. That goes with expectations, you know. And like I told you before, I'm okay with that. I mean, things happen in this business for various reasons, one way or another. And, you know, when I got my first start being a head coach, I was hoping that maybe I would be one of those guys that would never get fired or get let go. You know, I think we all understand it's part of our game. It's part of things that happen, and we understand that, and we move on and keep battling. So, like I said, I think that goes back to expectations. I understand the expectations. I have tremendous respect with what has happened here in the past and what has happened here in the past just recently. But we'll keep battling, and we got to get ourselves, like I said, in that position again as a football team. And when we get there, we've got to be at our best. So that's what we'll go to work on. But, you know, right now we can only have a good OTAs. We got to stay focused on those things. We need to crush every day as a organization and get the most out of each day. So we will stay focused on the moment.
Two more from Coach Kubiak. Gary, two things. First, didn't Mike Shanahan once dispatch you to try and talk John into coming back for one more year? And did you think about that at all when John was coming to you to be the coach of the team? Secondly, do you have a good feeling about what you're going to do on the defensive staff, including the coordinator?
Yeah, it's interesting. I kind of have been through this process before, and John and I talked about that. But it takes me back to John. You know, I was there for John. I was a support system for John. John knew I was always there for him. Obviously, there were conversations in John's last couple of years and what he was doing, whether he was going to continue to play, those type of things. And I can tell you right now, we talked a lot, but John made that decision. John was the one who knew what he wanted to do. And, you know, I remember going into John's last year, we sat down and visit, and from the get-go, I knew that John was going to continue to play. I knew that. And I also knew the time I was sent back to visit again, he told me within 5 minutes, we're going to sit here and visit, but I'm not playing anymore. So I have been through that process with John, and I understand. But it's about them. It's about the player and the respect for that player and what they've done throughout their career. So like I said, I'll continue to be as supportive as I can. The other question, Jeff, I think you asked me about the staff. Was that am I right? You know what? The wheels are turning. I'm working on that as we speak. But I really think we stay away from that right now. You know, I'd hate to jeopardize anything we have going on. I do want to get it done as quickly as I possibly can. But there's so many things still in the works. I think, you know, let me just stay the course here, and hopefully we'll have some answers for you pretty quickly.
Gary, will you be calling the plays?
Obviously, that's something I've been doing my whole career. I love it. That's where my competitive juices flow, calling the game, those type of things. At the same time, my expectations are to have some people around me that I am very, very comfortable calling games, that I have worked with before. So if things work out, I think those guys will be very much involved too. I think one of the things I've learned as a head coach, I need to be much more available from that standpoint throughout the whole football team. And sometimes being a play caller, you may get a little tunnel vision in one area. I can't do that again. But will I be involved with that? Yes, I'd love to do that.